So this is a bedtime story for my daughter.
Who's? And it's the Crystal and Moonlight story.
Crystal and Moonlight, but I'll tell it to you if you lie down now.
Just a minute.
Right, and it's the thing about the bedtime story is it has to be short.
Why?
Because it's time for you to go to sleep.
Okay.
And the longer you play with that, the shorter the
story. I'm not playing with it.
Well, if you... You know, breaking through the decoration with your teeth. It tastes nice?
Mm. It doesn't matter what it tastes like. I have to get it off.
Now, the story is getting shorter.
So start.
No, I won't. Not until you're lying down. When you're lying down, then we'll begin. Remember when I was a little boy, there was a 1:45 in the afternoon, I think it was. There was a radio story. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Then I'll begin. Now, the story is getting down to about 3 sentences now.
No, Dad. Why not leave it alone? Let's just tell the story, please. And it has to have Robin Hood in it.
Once upon a time, there was a robin whose name was Hood. No? Okay, once upon a time, there was a guy called Robin Hood. And he lived in a forest.
Dad, you're just joking around.
Okay, we'll start another way.
I'm doing one of the proper ones. Okay.
Crystal and Moonlight were two little ponies that had got together by accident. They had become the best of friends. And they lived very, very happily in the edge of a forest. But they were very, very keen to meet Robin Hood again. Now, they'd met him in another story, and we won't tell you about that, but this time they decided that they actually would like to go straight up to Robin Hood and actually ask a few questions to him. So Crystal got herself ready for the journey to go into the forest, and Moonlight decided that the best time to go was in the middle of the day when she wouldn't have to use her magic powers of moonlight. So they set off at lunchtime, just before everybody in the castle went off to sleep for a siesta. Well, it was easy to find their way through the wood because there was plenty of light. On the way, they came across a very big fat man sitting under a tree, fast asleep. They had no idea who he was. The big man lying asleep was obviously having a dream because he had a big smile on his face. And sitting next to him, also asleep, with a big scowl on his face, was a thin man who was quite medium height, but who carried a big bow and arrow. They had no idea who this guy was. Crystal and Moonlight decided to play a trick on the two men. So they went up to the men very, very quietly. And with their tongues, they licked the top of the two sleeping men's nose. And they thought this was very funny, and they both started to giggle. Now, neither of the men woke up, because they were right in the middle of very, very heavy dreams. So Crystal and Moonlight decided on another trick. They decided they would pull the shoelaces of the two men and take their shoes. Two of them bent down, the two ponies, opened up the laces with their teeth, pulled it, and at that moment, the two men woke up. The big heavy one woke up with a bump, banged his head back against the tree where he was sitting, and said, "Oh my goodness, my dream has come alive." The other one looked at them and said, "Crystal, Moonlight, wonderful to see you again." Then the penny dropped. This was Robin Hood. Crystal and Moonlight had found exactly who they wanted to, and Robin Hood took them with him to meet all the other people who lived in the forest. And Crystal and Moonlight had the very best afternoon they'd ever had in their life. And then in the evening, when they were leaving, Robin Hood gave each of them... I can't remember... I think he gave them a carrot, or was it an apple? What would you give to a horse or a pony?
Either of them.
I think that Robin Hood gave an apple and that Friar Tuck, the big one, gave a carrot. And that is the story of the very best afternoon that Crystal and Moonlight ever had. Good night. Do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.